Happening, party people. Hi, this is Chrissy Stereo. Welcome to another beautiful evening of the Masters Playground, where we get deep, 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 deep about all things pertaining to being alive while playing amazing music along the way, reading Tarot, just really having fun. Welcome to planet Earth. Yes, fabulous. Okay, so tonight's episode, Touch My Body, Touch My Heart. Before we get started, it is customary here on the the Masters Playground. Hey, what's up? The Masters Playground to take a moment to bow to the infinite teacher within. And we do so by chanting the Adi Mantra. And you guys, I so need to dive into this because literally I have a story for you. And it's you know, not for children. It's okay. So with that, let me go ahead and take a moment. Om Namo Gurudev Namo. Om Namo Gurudev Namo. Om Namo Gurudev Namo. Ow, right on, you guys. Okay, so in tonight's episode, we are talking about Touch My Body, Touch My Heart. Okay. So, all right, let's just start talking about it. Sex sells. Sexuality, pornography. This is how we sexualize those in the limelight so that they can become desirable to us. Yes, the second chakra gone wild. I love looking over and seeing you smile, by the way. That's so amazing. You know? All right, Jenny, cool.
Feels good to smile.
Oh, yeah, totally adorable. You're radiating. It's great. All right, totally distracted. Okay, second chakra. All right, so today we're going to talk about how that is a shallow version, okay? And we're going to go into talking about the sacred physical touch and how we integrate the heart into our sexuality. So, when we want to get it on, bow, chicka, bow, wow, when we want to get it on, right? When we want to be touched, we're going to dive into how we can connect, truly connect, beyond the second chakra BS. Yeah. Or let me just say lower triangle, animalistic, ooga ooga, pounding on the chest moment. Yeah. So when I address how our sexual selves are collectively going into imagery, pornography, remember, and I've said this in previous episodes, when you are detached and looking at a screen, remember that that energy starts boomeranging around all over the place, and it robs us of what we can have in our sexual connections, in touching, and with the other person actually being there. Hello? All right, you guys, I'm going to totally digress. I was debating whether or not I was going to share this, and I think this is going to shock you. This is going to, it shocked me. All right, so I'm driving. Picture it. Hollywood, circa 2015, cut to about an hour ago. Totally driving. Excited about this episode. Excited to go ahead and just share, oh, sacred sexuality, man. This is great. So what happened? Literally, I'm just patiently waiting to go ahead and merge into traffic because coming into downtown is no joke, right? Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm actually going to share this. So la la la, I have my headphones on and I'm like, you know, grooving out to like the music that I want to play tonight. And I glance over at this car to see whether or not they're going to let me in. So what happens? No joke. And it's so appropriate. It's such a buildup for tonight. The guy in the car was masturbating.
I knew when you started that story that that's what it was going to be.
Oh my God, it totally freaked me out. Okay, and mind you, it was an ugly penis to boot, okay? It was, okay. So I'm a little visually scarred. I'm a little welcome back to Hollywood, you know, Chrissy? I'm like, what is happening in Hollywood? Yes, good times. So, you know, I had a different story in mind, which is, you know, I want to talk about the second chakra. People are ill, man. People are ooga ooga. This is such a great example of what it's like to remain in the animalistic version of the second chakra. And this is like not, you know, I didn't make this up. This literally is a gift from the universe for me to talk about. I'm like, okay, I think I'm visually scarred and people are really, oh my God, there's so many people who are asleep out in the world. All right, story number two. So the other day I'm kicking it, you know, totally kicking it and just, you know, having this great, you know, I'm doing new paintings for my new place and the whole thing, like actual, you know, art paintings. And then all of a sudden I feel my second chakra wake up. Now, mind you, I'm not, you know, with anyone right now by choice, right? I'm not necessarily attracted sexually to anybody. So when my second chakra woke up, we're talking zhuzh, you know, it just totally was like, oh my God, right? I can't believe I'm sharing all these stories, but whatever, man. It's, you know, Thursday. Let's go with it. So sensuality took hold all of a sudden. And being psychic and empathic, I was able to go ahead and just simply go, oh my God, what's happening? Okay, this is not me. All right, this is someone else. So my point here is, you guys, people are able to feel when you masturbate to them. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so I can't believe I talked about so much. I never talk like this, but you know, whatever. It's appropriate for this episode. So my point here is that, you know, when you are thinking about someone and you are self-pleasing yourself, that other person feels it, okay? And if you're thinking about an empathic psychic, yeah. Okay, we get it a little quicker, you know, on the draw. We're like, oh my God, oh God. And then visuals are had as far as like, okay, confirmations, who is this? Ugh, the whole thing. And we're all psychic. It's just that not everybody practices with those tools. So with that, let's just go into an appropriate song. Heck of an intro. We're going to be talking about Touch My Body, Touch My Heart. Enjoy.
I see.
Jungle Fever for you. Yeah, circa what? 72, I think. All right, cool. You're listening to The Master's Playground. My name is Chrissy Stereo, and tonight we are talking about touch my body, touch my heart, right? And at the intro of the show, I was highlighting how, okay, A, you know, we have these lower chakras, right? And when we don't take the time to navigate that energy towards our higher infinite self, our heart, so that, you know, it's connected to the divine, well, then, you know, the ego rules everything, and our expressions of those lower chakras are a lot more animalistic, right? And I was highlighting how, you know, in the world, sex sells as a result. Why? Because a lot of people are still functioning in that animalistic perspective, man. Ooga, ooga. Pounding on the chest. Hold on. Ooga, 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 ooga. Right? And at the top of the hour, I was just actually, you know, highlighting how confirmation was had in the universe on my way here through very unusual visuals. There was absolutely no, I'm like, oh my God, no. No, no, I did not just see that. No. Right? And I was also highlighting how when we look at pornography or imagery, you know, and we're like fantasizing, or if we're thinking about somebody that we're into, right? Without taking a moment to navigate it up to the heart so that it becomes more of a divine expression. And you're self-pleasing and thinking about that person. They feel it. Yeah. And that's what happened to me the other day. You know, you can imagine what it's like to be an empath in this world, you know? And for those of you who are, man, you know, we've had to learn how to, like, you know, deal with the knobs of, like, sensory overload, you know, and understand when it's not even us that we're feeling, you know? It's been quite the ride. Thank God I've been on, you know, Earth a little while to, you know, gather my tools as far as how to navigate. So anyways, it's about personal responsibility, man, you know? It's about, you know, really, really, you know, elevating ourselves out of this animalistic expression, which really is just based on the ego and like, ugh, sex for sex's sake. Ugh, distract me. Touch me. Oh, my God. All right, you guys. So now I want to, you know, head into something that's really, really hip, man. Okay. So let me start by saying every female has what I'm about to share. Okay. And for guys that are tuning in, men, pay attention because you are here to learn as well. These are tools for all. Okay. So women have 11 moon centers. They're erogenous zones of the body that are activated at different phases of the lunar cycle and influence our emotions and the way we view the world. Okay? So think about it. In any given month, every 2.5 days, there's a different moon center that's active and alive and very sensual for us, and it moves around, and I'm going to talk about these points. So not only, the reason I'm sharing this is because when you are with someone and you touch them in a certain place, and every woman has been through this, there's certain areas where we turn into complete surrender, right? So there's 11 of these. And it moves every 2.5 days. So here it, and it's different for every female, right? Now we can intuitively tune in and figure out, okay, what's my active moon center? You know, but that, you know, the practical tools, that's through really going into meditation and really kind of like, okay, let me find it. There it is. And then there's another way that you could find out too, how you're engaging in the world. So let's talk about these moon centers. And this is really helpful for potential partners to know how to communicate to your, you know, partner. Very good, yes? So let's take a look at what they are and the quality of each. Fabulous. The first one is the hairline. It's also the arc line. The qualities that complement this particular moon center is steadiness, stability, divine clarity, and reality. When this moon center is activated, you are at your best. You are outgoing, centered, authoritative, sensitive, all-knowing, and neutral in your communication. You are closest to your authentic truth. You feel confident and self-assured, and this is really a great time for anything, especially making important decisions, right? Doing presentations and working out relationships, right? So how does that translate in the bedroom? Remember, if that is, you know, there's different points of surrender, as I would put it, right? So if you touch the hairline and the, you know, the person's melting, that moon center is active at that moment. And it switches every 2.5 days. Now, the next one, let's say the cheeks are like totally the meltville, right? The active moon center. What is happening in the world for that female, though, is unpredictability and emotional instability, right? So she's out there like, oh my God, right? That's a good indication that her cheeks are like the active moon center, right? Let's move forward. Lips, verbal, interactive, communicative. That's how they are in the world when that is active. The only issue about that is a woman's communication goes to the extremes. It could either be very effective or very ineffective. So it's important to know that when your lips are the active moon center, to really check in with yourself before you speak, you know, because your words may uplift and inspire or alienate and destroy. And again, in the bedroom, the lips are very sensual, you know. So every time I talk about a moon center, just know that in the bedroom, this is the area that's very sensually responsive. But out in the world during these 2.5 days, this is what's happening with the female. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so we have the hairline, the cheeks, the lips. Write these down. These are the moon centers to know about a female. Earlobes, right? Let's say that that's totally, oh my God, that's totally it. Sensual city. What's happening out in the world is intelligence and concern with values and ethics, right? It's when a female is her most analytical. Yes. It's not a good time to make final decisions because, you know, the mind is trying to figure stuff out. So don't go making hard decisions during this period. All right. The next moon center, the back of the neck. When it is the back of the neck, the female will find herself very romantic for 2.5 days, like it's Valentine's Day. Okay? One flower can make her go crazy. The female will take risks, be flirtatious and whimsical. So this is a great time to try out new things. And it's not, again, a good time to make important decisions. Okay. Some moon center action. I think it's time for another song before I continue with additional moon centers. You are listening to Chrissy Stereo. My name is Yeah. Chrissy Stereo. Hi. Beautiful. So let me see what else I want to play. So everything I'm playing tonight has a little bit of sensuality. Enjoy. Welcome back to the Master's Playground. My name is Chrissy Stereo. Hi, loves. Hi. Fabulous. In today's episode, we are talking about touch my body, touch my heart. What I'm doing is highlighting that a female has 11 different moon centers, okay? So every 2.5 days, a female has a different area on her body that is more sensual, very surrender. Oh my God. Every 2.5 days. And the way that we can tell which one it is by seeing how she's engaging in the world. What's on the top of her priority list? How is she relaying herself into the world? Right? So we're looking at this formula. And this is helpful when you are being intimate with someone to understand what their physical body is naturally exuding. Right. So we covered, you know, a few or a handful. Let's continue on. The breasts. Okay. When the breasts are the active moon center, you will find the female expressing divine compassion and giving. However, she could be giving to a point of foolishness, right? So, when it is in the area of the breast and nipples, the female will be compassionate, heart-centered, intimate, and giving to the extent of foolishness. So, she will have to be careful about boundary issues because she's going to have a harder time saying no. Not a good time to make any personal or business decisions during this period. All right, continuing on the moon center party, shall we? Yes. The belly button, also known as the navel center, or the corresponding back portion of it, right? When this moon center is active in a female, like if that's the area where she's just melting in the bedroom, right? What's happening in the exterior world is that she's communicating from an insecure space, exposed, vulnerable. It has everything to do with security as the issue. She will be very vulnerable to criticism, okay? Moving on, the next moon center, inner thighs. When the moon center is in the lower organs or in the thighs, the female will be very confirming, productive, and have a high energy level. Yes. Any details that she let, slip by during that month, all of a sudden, she has to get done. Even to the point of obsession. So, if you're finding yourself functioning, girls, ladies, women, divine females, all of the above, if you find yourself totally aroused in that area, don't be surprised that if in the world, you're functioning as if like you've got to get some, all this stuff done. Right? All right, so the next area are the eyebrows. Now, the eyebrows are the most sensitive part of a woman's body. When the moon center is in the eyebrows, she is very imaginative and illusionary. This is a good time to write a poem, play with children, or brainstorm for new ideas. It is a time of expansion, sowing seeds to sprout, and going beyond the ordinary. It's a good time to imagine a new business or plan of action. It is not a good time to make decisions or go on a shopping spree. Okay, so now we're gonna get a little ultimate, intimate. I'm gonna say real now. Okay. So we've covered a good amount of moon centers. The clitoris. When the moon center is in the clitoris, a woman is charming, talkative, sociable, and outgoing. It's good to do anything in a social setting during this moon center 2.5 days. Look out for being cliquish, during this period. That's a little bit more of a gone awry moment. This is not a good time to figure out what is wrong in a relationship or in your home or in the workplace. All right. And the last moon center, vagina. when this is the most sensual spot that is found on a female. Again, it shifts every 2.5 days. The female will have the tendency to be social, but to have a deeper quality to it. She will want to connect in a more intimate way. So it's a great time to go out, you know, to take a break, you know, from too much action. And a lot of realizations happen during this period. Primarily that endings and beginnings are the same. All right, so that concludes the Moon Center journey. Yeah. When we come back, we'll talk about tantric energy. Enjoy. Back to the Master's Playground. My name is Chrissy Stereo. Yes, tonight we are talking about touch my body, touch my heart. So we've talked about a lot of things. Moon centers, what happens when you please yourself energetically in the world. All right, so let's look at Tantra, right? Tantric energy. And I've talked about this in previous episodes as well, but, you know, let's take it under the context of really kind of honing in on how it pertains to this party. There are three tantric energies in the world. Red, black, white. So let's start with red, shall we? Red Tantra primarily focuses on sexual practice. This is an aspect that makes Tantra so, this particular Tantra so attractive. You know, there's an aspect to it, especially to those who are sexually repressed or spiritually starved. Yeah. While the sexual union is considered the highest form of tantric practice, it can easily be misinterpreted. The second chakra is a place where one can get lost. In an attempt to heal sexual repression, red tantric group practices often deteriorate into orgies, where sexual pleasure and self-gratification overshadows the spiritual intent of self-realization. Red tantric energy, yeah. Now, let's look at black tantric energy. Remember, black tantra is about manipulation. Okay? So be aware that that is out there. It utilizes the subconscious creative power that can be accessed during sexual arousal. Black magic comes from the third chakra. It's ruled by the ego and does not have to do much with the heart or seeking God. Then we have white tantra, which is what I'm all about. White tantra cuts through all of this, steering every breath, every moment, every exchange towards the divine. It's beautiful. You know, you guys, I'm going to divert a little bit. It's amazing, you know, as you progress throughout this entire self-realization party, and you look back, hindsight 2020, at the person that you were, you know, you once used to be. I am so incredibly grateful for today. As I shift my frequency, hands-on, dedicated, no joke, this is it, I am God, you are God, we are God, collective consciousness, permanent reality, that's it, bhakti, everything in devotion to the divine. When you shift your frequency, that which is attracted to you vibrates at a similar frequency. Which is one of the reasons why I haven't gotten back out there to date. Right? Because I knew there was a lot of work to do to wake up. Yeah. So I'm excited. Yeah, I'm definitely excited. I diverted, but basically I just want to highlight that the relationship that I'm about to enter is going to be like nothing I've ever seen in this lifetime or lifetimes. It's going to be with the divine, reflected back. Right. Ideally, sex is a connection of the heart, the mind, and the spirit. However, not everyone who is having sex is in a sacred union with the other person. Welcome to planet Earth, man. Second chakra gone wild. Where we want the ego, when we want the sensual pleasure without doing any of the work. Right? It's a hot mess out there, man. It really is. Oh, I can't wait. I'm so looking forward to my divine one. Oh, it's going to be so yummy. All right. So, considering that everyone, you know, not everyone who's having sex is in a sacred union, it doesn't mean that, you know, as a collective consciousness, we can't stop and really acknowledge what the energies are that we're really working with, you know? So that we can have fun with our sacred sexuality. Also, men, hello, hi guys, all right. It's all about appreciating the sacredness of a woman's sexuality, whether or not you are in a committed relationship. You can still honor that sacredness. Now remember, there's going to be men out there who will learn this stuff and are less than honorable to their commitment. And honoring that a woman will become, you know, just know casual sex, ladies, when you hook it up.com, you become chemically bonded, emotionally bonded to that other person. So that's why it's time to really wake up and understand what energies we're working with. And know that some guys are hip to it. Some girls too. Hi. There are people who understand this level of wisdom and are less than honorable in the world. Star Wars, man. Check out the episode in the archives. It exists. Yeah. So on the flip side, be aware that you are either showing up in the world without bonding. And if you present yourself that way, you leave yourself vulnerable to misunderstanding. All right, you guys, so it's not my job to judge. You know, that's not why I'm doing these types of episodes. The reason I'm you know, sharing this information is just to let, you know, everyone know the energies that we are working with so that we can honor and enjoy our sexuality and be aware of what is really happening. You know, so, and also so we can cut away the drama. Oh, is that person going to call me? You know, instead shift it and be aware of yourself, your needs, and how you are working with your sexual energy, your Shakti creative power. It's about upping your level of honesty about your needs. And as we do that, you can anticipate that a whole bunch of stuff is going to come up Like, if am I worthy? What is it I really need? But congratulations, because that's when the work gets real. You've been listening to The Master's Playground. My name is Chrissy Stereo. I'm going to play one more song, and then when we come back, we're going to pull the cards for the energies that we can anticipate for the coming week. Yes. Enjoy.
Dirty.
that's a little George Michael for us. Beautiful. Okay, you guys, we're at the part of where we pull the cards for the coming week. What is the energy that we can anticipate? What does spirit have to highlight? Okay, you guys. So here we go. The strength card. All right. So this particular card is highlighting that we have the influence. All right. So what are the energies that we could expect for the coming week? The fact that we have the influence of our reality, man, that we are co-creating, right? But the way that we're going to experience things is by acknowledging that we have the power of God within us, responding to our every thought and desire, fantasy or fear, belief or prejudice, often with immediate results. Okay, so it sounds like we have a lot of responsibility coming up next week. Okay. And I asked, okay, well, how do we navigate, you know, such a profound energy? And we ended up getting the Devil card. And with the Devil card, it's about persistence and active patience. It's acting on commitment, obligations, and things of long term, right? It's the idea of taking lots of time with things. Also, though, it highlights that whatever we resist gives that thing, person, or circumstance more power over us. So remember that. Yeah. The illusion of being bondage to our circumstances. So it's really an invitation of how to navigate. Stop long enough to reevaluate where we have placed our belief and power and what it is that we seek as an outcome. So with that, my loves, thank you so much for tuning in. I'll send you off with a prayer. May the longtime sun shine upon you, all love surround you, and the pure light within you guide your way on. Sat Nam. Blessings, everybody. Bye.
Love yourself. Love each other. We are one. The divine. Blessings. The master's playground.